Now some news from the world of sports, and in Major League Baseball, Mookie Betts set out his third straight game for the Boston Red Sox last night, feeling some stiffness in his side, but when the rest of the lineup is scoring lots of runs, manager Alex Cora can afford to let one of the best hitters in the game get a little more rest. Every player had at least one hit for the Red Sox in their 8-3 win over the Toronto Blue Jays last night, and catcher Sandy Leon went well beyond that. He smacked a two-run homer to go along with two doubles on the night. Xander Bogaerts also went yard, his eighth of the year, and J.D. Martinez upped his average to .323 with two doubles. That took a lot of pressure off Rick Porcello, who allowed just three hits through six innings and earned his seventh win of the season. And the Red Sox are rolling, winners of eight of their last 10. And you have to go back to 1946 and the squad that was led by Ted Williams and Bobby Doerr that eventually reached the World Series to find a Red Sox team with a better record through the same number of games. Today is a getaway afternoon start at Fenway Park as Boston goes for the sweep against the Blue Jays, with Eduardo Rodriguez getting the start for Boston against Sam Gaviglio, who's 2-0 on the year with an impressive 2.30 ERA for Toronto. In the Bronx, the New York Yankees made sure to stay just two games behind Boston for first place in the AL East with a 6-5, 10-inning walk-off win against the Houston Astros. The game-winning hit delivered by a 21-year-old rookie whose Big Apple legend continues to grow game by game. Gleyber Torres atoned for two errors that he committed earlier in the game, and he was far from alone. The Yankees committed five errors in the game overall, but Torres delivered Miguel Andujar from second base with a walk-off RBI single in the 10th to win it for the Yanks. The heroics by Torres would not have been possible without veteran Brett Gardner coming through with two home runs, one in the first inning off Houston starter Charlie Morton, and the really big blow in the bottom of the ninth with the Yankees trailing 5-3. That's when Gardner took Chris Devensky deep with one on for a two-run blast that tied the game and forced extra innings. Astros fans may wonder why manager A.J. Hinch chose not to turn to closer Ken Giles for a third straight game in the ninth inning to protect that two-run lead. Giles is not injured. The decision to leave in Devensky then is curious, especially when he walked Andujar to start that inning before Gardner took him deep to tie it. The Yanks will try to take the rubber game of the series against Houston this afternoon, with ace Luis Severino taking the hill with a 7-1 record against Dallas Keuchel for Houston. He's just 3-6 on the season. Now, I don't relish being the bearer of yet more bad news for New York Mets fans, but there is no point in sugarcoating it. The Mets were beaten by the Atlanta Braves 7-6 on yet another walk-off home run in the bottom of the ninth, this one by Johan Camargo, the second time that's happened in the last three games between these two NL East rivals. But the Mets also blew a four-run lead in this one, wasting a home run by Adrian Gonzalez and two by Asdrubal Cabrera. And yeah, it gets worse because the injury bug that bit the Mets so hard last season is back to sink its teeth into the team yet again. The Mets had to play starting pitcher Noah Syndergaard on the 10-day disabled list with a strained ligament in his right index finger. And not to be outdone, fellow starter Steven Matz was forced from the game also with a finger issue, complaining of discomfort in his left middle finger after throwing three scoreless innings amid that four-run lead that vanished after he left the game. Matt said he felt the irritation in the finger after his bat flung out of his hand during a plate appearance in the top of the fourth. Yet another reason why pitchers should not be hitting, but that's another story. If you're looking for some silver lining as a Mets fan, x-rays on Matz's finger after the game were negative, but there's not much positive to say about the Mets right now. Their bullpen is leaky. They've won just three times in their last 10 games, falling five games behind Atlanta for first place in the division, while the Braves are on the good luck side of the ledger, now winners of eight games won in their final at-bat this season. At the French Open tennis tournament yesterday, Serena Williams returned to form, playing in her first major tournament in more than a year following the birth of her baby girl, Olympia. Williams thrilled the crowd at Roland Garros by rallying to win a first-set tiebreaker against Kristina Pliskova of the Czech Republic, then won the second set 6-4 to move on to the second round. Williams was able to triumph despite 15 aces served up by Pliskova. Number one seed Simona Halep won her first round match, and she faces American Allison Risk in a match that's ongoing at this hour. On the men's side, a sigh of relief for Rafael Nadal, who fought off four set points to beat Italian Simone Biles, who made it to the first round as a so-called lucky loser. He was given entrance only because another player who made it out of the qualifying rounds withdrew for an injury that allowed Bilelli, who had not qualified, to take his place. But again, Nadal did win in straight sets. And tonight in Las Vegas, it's game two of the Stanley Cup Finals. The Golden Knights are up 1-0 over the Washington Capitals.